And welcome to another episode of Faith in Action. I'm Sthembiso Masondo, and I'm glad that you are here with me today. In today's episode, we'll be talking about finding direction through faith. But before we talk about that, let me ask you this. Have you ever felt lost, unsure of where to go, or what decisions to make? If you ever struggled with finding your path, you are not alone. Even Jesus' disciples asked him the same question. In today's episode, we're diving into John 14:5, where Thomas asked Jesus, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" We will explore Jesus' response and how it can guide us in life, and three practical ways to apply this truth every day. So grab your Bible, take a deep breath, and let's dig into God's word together. Now, I hope everyone has their Bible right now. So let's start things off by reading the scripture. John chapter 14 verse 5. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Now, imagine this moment. The disciples had walked with Jesus for years, witnessed his miracles, and heard his teachings. But they still struggled to understand his plan. How many times have we felt the same way? I know I felt the same way, and I know that you too have felt the same way. We follow God, but then life throws challenges at us, and we wonder, "God, what's next? Am I on the right path?" But here's the beauty of this passage. Jesus doesn't leave Thomas or us without an answer. In John chapter 14 verse 6, he replies, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, this is powerful. Jesus is telling us that the answer to life's uncertainties is not about finding a map or a detailed plan. It's about knowing and trusting him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Here he's not just giving us directions. He is the direction. He is the direction to success. He is the direction to your wealth. He is the direction for your everyday life. So let me dive deep into this message as I break down his reply, the way, the truth, and the life. Now grab your notebook because you will need to write this down. Number one, Jesus is the way. Life often feels like a maze, right? We want clear directions. I know I want a clear direction. You too want a clear direction. But here Jesus invites us to follow him step by step. When we trust him, he leads us to where we need to be. You want to live a luxury life, right? I know, I want to live a luxury life. But I need to follow Jesus step by step in order to reach the luxury life. You too have to follow Jesus step by step in order to get what you want, which is the luxury life. Let's think of it this way. You don't need to see the whole staircase to take the first step. You just need to trust the one who built it. That's all. Now let's move to the second one. Jesus is the truth. In a world filled with confusion, lies, and distractions, Jesus is the unchanging truth. Okay, what does this mean? It means Jesus' word remains the same. It never changes. His promises are the same. They never change. All we need to do is to follow him step by step. As he said, he is the way. When you are unsure what to believe, turn to him. His word is the foundation we can rely on. Now this last one, Jesus is the life. Now I want you to listen to this very carefully, and I want you to grab your notebook and write it down. Jesus is the life. True life is not found in achievements, wealth, or fame. True life is not found in achievements. True life is not found in wealth. True life is not found in fame, but it is found in a relationship with Jesus. When we walk with him, we experience peace, joy, and fulfillment, even in the middle of life's storm. When we walk with him, we experience peace. I found peace when I began reading the scripture. I found joy when I began reading the scripture. And I found fulfillment even in the middle of life storms. Now let me share a moment from my life where the truth became real for me. Okay, at first, well, where do I even start? Okay, at first I didn't understand the meaning of a church. Okay, I've went to various churches before. At first I thought it was just a theater play. And I've went to many theater plays before. Now when I stepped in church, I felt it was a theater play. People singing at the back, one person standing in front of these thousand people. So I didn't understand the meaning of a church until I came across Fountain of Abundant Life Community Church. That's where I began to understand now what is the true nature, the true meaning behind the church. Because the church I attended, Fountain of Abundant Life Community Church, now they dig deeply into God's word. They don't just talk what comes in their minds like other pastors do. They read the word and they explain the word accordingly. So that's where I found peace and clarity of what church is. Now it hit me that it wasn't about figuring everything out at once. It was about taking one step at a time in faith, trusting that Jesus was leading me, even though I couldn't see the full picture. Now that's where the truth became real for me. That's where I began to understand God. That's where I began to read the Bible. Maybe 2 to 3 times a week, or once a month maybe, because I do read the Bible only just now. That's where I've explored the message Here are the three actionable steps you can take to apply John 14, verse 5 to 6 in your life. Number one, start every day in a prayer. Start every day in prayer. Ask Jesus to guide your steps. Your prayer should be 5 minutes long, 3 minutes long, 10 minutes long, 30 seconds long. Your prayer should be 0.0025 seconds long. Keep it simple. Something as, Lord, show me the way today. That can make a big difference in your life. Just every day waking up, Lord, show me the way today. Lord, show me the way today. Every single day, that will make a big difference in your life. Secondly, immerse yourself in God's word. Spend time reading the Bible. As I said, you must spend time reading the Bible, maybe 2 times or 3 times a week, or even once a month. But don't take it from me. Do read the Bible 2 to 3 times a week in order to immerse with yourself in God's word. Focus on the passage that reminds you of God's promises. Write them down. Every time when you read the Bible, you will come across a new scripture that reminds you of God's promises. That's what I do. Every time I come across a scripture that reminds me of God's promises, I write it down. I note it down and put it somewhere where I can remember it. Pick up your favorite scripture. That this is my favorite scripture. My favorite scripture is Psalms 23. That's my favorite scripture. The Lord is my shepherd. And you too, you can find your favorite scripture by just reading the Bible every day. And write down any insights that speak to you. Number three, take faithful actions. Take faithful actions. Now, this is what I love. Take faithful actions. Write it down. Don't wait for all the answers before you act. Do not wait for all answers before you act. Whether it's applying for that job, starting a new habit, or reaching out to someone in need. No, don't wait for all answers before you act. Take that step of faith, trusting that Jesus is with you always, 24/7, 365 days a year. Take that step of faith, trusting Him that is with you. Now that's it for me. I hope this message has encouraged you to trust in Jesus, that He is the way, the truth, and the life, especially where you feel lost or uncertain. Thank you so much for joining me today. So let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be the way, the truth, and the life. You will admit that, like Thomas, we often feel unsure of where to go or what to do. Help us to trust you completely, even when we don't see the whole picture. Guide us with your love and peace. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Once again, thank you very much for joining me. If today's episode inspired you, I would love for you to share it with a friend who might need some encouragement. And don't forget to follow me on Spotify so you never miss an episode of Faith in Action. Once again, thank you for listening. And until next time, keep working in faith. trusting Jesus as your guide.